Hello again, everyone. I am so sorry. I didn't realize how much I was waffling in my previous post, and that I had taken up all of 10 minutes until Audioboom told me that I had run out of time. Sorry about that. I guess Tempest really has a habit of fugiting when one is ranting away, as I was doing. but I'm going to try to record a hopefully brief conclusion to my post, just in order to explain, or try to explain, where I'm coming from and how I'm feeling. So, as I was saying before I was so rudely interrupted, it's bad enough that I have the seizures themselves, although I can live with those. I mean, I have lived with them for 6 years. I don't like them. And I think I'll never be used to the fact that they often render me unable to speak coherently. That still scares the hell out of me, folks. When someone's asking me what's wrong, or when I need to be able to explain to someone that I'm having a seizure and I can't even get the words to come out, or when I repeat the same syllable over and over again, which I often do when I'm having a seizure, or when I repeat the same word over and over again. It's like I lose control of my faculties during a seizure, and that still really scares me, and I think that's why I got so teary-eyed during the seizure I had this afternoon. But I've had these seizures for 6 years, as I say, and I can live with them. I don't have to like them, and I really don't like the cognitive issues that I feel they've caused, and about which I have explained here on Audioboom at great length. Also, another thing I really don't like about them is, even though I'm not having nearly as many as I used to, now that I'm back on the anti-epileptic medication, I am still kind of afraid to go out by myself a lot, or to certainly to go far afield, in case I have a seizure, because then I could potentially get very disoriented and not be able to ask for help. It's happened before. So these seizures have kind of given me a bit of agoraphobia, which is really unfortunate because I used to be very independent and I used to go out all the time and do lots of things. And now I find I don't do nearly as much and I feel safer staying at home. Sometimes when I'm out and I have a seizure, I don't have the wherewithal to sit down. I'm just not thinking clearly, and so it doesn't click in my brain that I should do that. And so one time I wandered around a parking lot for ages until I came out of the seizure, and then luckily someone came over to ask if I needed assistance, and I was able to tell the person that I needed directions and was lucid enough to explain what kind of help I needed. Another time, I was out walking along a street when I had a seizure, and I got totally disoriented, completely lost, didn't know where I was. I actually called a friend of mine, because it was the only thing I knew how to do. She said, "Do you want me to call a cab and try and come and find you?" And I said, "Well, I don't really know where I am." So she's, I mean, I knew vaguely, like, what neighborhood I was in, but not on which street. So she said, "Well, maybe I should call my parents and have them come and look for you." But then, unfortunately, I came out of the seizure fairly quickly and, again, was able to get some assistance and get directions back home. And that was no problem. But, as I say, I'm reluctant to go far afield now on my own in case I do have a seizure and I can't ask for help. I mean, it's like today, I couldn't explain to anybody that I was having a seizure when it started. I mean, thank God my friend Tracy was there and she was able to determine what was going on. So all this is to say, the seizures themselves are bad enough, but I can live with them. What I find really hard to deal with, even more than the seizures, is the way my parents have kind of now got me trained to think about them. They've got me paranoid to say anything when I have one, because it's like they think I should hide them. It's like some secret that shouldn't be talked about unless absolutely necessary. And then if I have a really bad one and I, you know, can't control my emotions and I do start to cry, neither of my parents get why. Or my mom kind of does, and she will come over and hold my hand or give me a hug or whatever, but my father certainly doesn't. You know, he'll always say, "What are you crying for? You've had these seizures for 6 years. You know, you should be used to it by now. Druggies would pay a lot to have those seizures, you know." Well, if that's the case, the druggies can have them for bloody free as far as I'm concerned. Jesus, Murphy. Excuse me, I love my dad very much, and of late, he's actually been a really good father to me, I must say, but sometimes he makes me really angry when he says crap like that. So, it's bad enough that I have to have the seizures. What's worse is that it's almost like I have to be ashamed of them. And I don't know how to feel about that. Because part of me feels that I shouldn't have to be ashamed, and yet another part of me is ashamed. And that's why I'm so upset, because as I say, part of me feels like I shouldn't have to be at all. I can't help this. I didn't ask for this. Not that anybody ever does. Believe me, I'm not saying that. Nobody deserves to have anything like this happen. I'm sorry, I know this is basically a pity party and me going, woe is me. But it's, as I say, it's because I feel so confused as to how to even deal with these and react to these now. In one sense, part of me is going, well, you can't help it. So what if you start to cry? Or so who cares what people think? But then another part of me really does care, and I feel so stupid when I do lose control. So, yeah, I'm sorry, folks. This has just not been a very good day, and I thought that perhaps engaging in a bit of venting might just help me to calm down a bit, which it actually has. So if you've listened to this, God bless you. Seriously, thank you very much, and thanks to all of those who have been so supportive of me, not just by kind responses to booze like this, but just by listening to me, period, and, you know, and commenting to anything that I post, or responding to comments that I make. You're all just splendiferous people, and I care about you very much, and in fact, Audio Boom has really been a boon to me. It's been incredibly beneficial. It's helped take me out of myself a lot, and has introduced me just to some amazing people that I feel blessed to know. So thanks for being there, folks. I've really been loving February. Haven't felt like posting a lot myself. Some of the topics just didn't... I enjoyed hearing other people's takes on them, but some of the prompts just... I don't know, I just feel like I didn't really have anything to add, anything beneficial to say. Or anything that would be of interest. But I'm definitely still listening. Anyhow, I am totally rambling now, so I'm going to end this and wish you all a very good day or night or whatever time it happens to be. Take care. Bye.